Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm Tommy Bongs. He's Danny Tokes. That's Johnny Buds, and this is The Stash. And right now, it's only Tommy Bong. Not quite sure everybody else is. But hey, it's all good. I'll fill in some time till they get here. So, hope everybody's been having a great day. My day's been all right-ish, I guess. I had to work, so, I couldn't just stay high all day, but I'm high now, if you can't tell. That's probably where everybody else is. They're probably too high to call in or something, but that's cool. But anyways, let's jump into some news. Aaron Carter's death. I'm not going to get into much detail on this. We talked about this on The Stash on Monday. We had a pretty good episode about it, so check that out. And that's, I'm sorry, on The Stash on Monday, Ask Male Advice on Monday, so check that out. That was a pretty good episode we did there. And I believe we got Danny on the line.
Yes, we do. My bad, my bud. Had you up.
You're good, you're good.
I had to go grab some weed.
See, yeah, you can't do The Stash without weed, I'm just saying.
No, man.
I was just going over a few of the headlines.
Yeah, that's what I told my homeboy. I said, hey, man, I said, grab some of that shit they've got drying those pans, man. Let me some.
But, yeah, I was just talking about Aaron Carter's death. I was like, we did a good episode about that on Monday, so check that out and ask some advice.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It was a... I guess we can talk about it here. I mean, it was a very the first half of the show, guys. It is very it's a very serious tone episode, and the flow of it was good. The first half of that show was great. Like, valid points from you guys. I had some points. I don't think they were valid, but they were points. But like,
oh, no, they were
like.
Valid.
Oh, and we got Johnny on the line now. Can nobody call in on time?
Yeah.
I keep getting interrupted. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man, boss is mad at us, man.
That's it. I am firing. I'm firing Dakota. He fucking sucks.
That dumb bastard doesn't know how to manage this shit at all, does he?
Yeah, this motherfucker fucking running this shit. But no, that episode, bro, it went well till something happened, and I don't want to say what happened in case that person's listening. But I think everybody can figure
it
out.
It didn't necessarily go south at that point. It just got a lot less serious.
Yeah, it's true. Well, it tried to make it stay serious a little bit. Like, you were trying to bring back some valid points. And he was just not listening.
Yeah. That's all right, though. I mean...
Yeah, it's all good.
I never listened.
It's all gravy, man. I mean, I was more worried about Lacey getting mad than anything.
Well, let's just say she wasn't very happy afterwards, but I think everything's okay.
Oh, you can tell in the tone. Yeah, you can definitely tell in the tone.
Yeah. And it's nothing towards any of us, guys. It was towards somebody else. So I was going to throw that out there. But let's jump into some random news stories. A Florida man shoots two neighbors' kids for taking his weed plants. Plants were in the backyard. He shot them with a pellet gun. And it was more of a way just to scare them. But,
hell of a nicer that would have been.
Fuck yeah. Fuck them kids.
I got 12-gauge shells loaded with rock salt right now, bro.
Fucking Johnny over there. Fuck those kids.
You come around thieving on plants, man. You come around taking my plants, there's a good chance you're leaving without a limb, to be honest with you. I am a paranoid motherfucker, and I know how to set booby traps. And if somebody goes to gank that fucking plant out of the ground, by God, they're going to be fucking going for flying lessons.
Right? I don't blame you.
Yeah, tannerite, magnesium, and vinegar go a long fucking way, my guy.
This is coming from, I know you, bro. I know you can make something go boom. I remember that dirty bomb you were working on. I mean, you weren't working on.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I've made a few in my day.
I remember a big jar full of, like, nails and random.
It was a Patron bottle that I had turned into a very, very dirty bomb. And to this day, I really hope no one ever set it off, because...
Yeah, I don't know whatever happened to it, bro. It just disappeared one day. I thought
no,
you
it didn't
used
just
it.
Fucking disappear. No, yeah, it didn't disappear. I put it up. I had like a rational moment, and I was like, "This is a really bad thing to keep inside my house, where everybody smokes." And
it sat on that table for. It sat on the table we smoked at for like ever.
Yeah, I just kept adding to it. Like every now and then, I'd break the seal, compress, and throw like a couple extra fucking, you know, surprises in the mix. Yeah. Yeah, no, I have a bad habit of, like, being overly paranoid with things. So you can accumulate that PTSD. But, yeah, no, I mean, it's crazy, man. One of these days I'll have to talk to you about it off the air. But with a mousetrap and a shotgun shell, son, you can make sure your shit is protected.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm curious on that one. Yeah, that's a definitely off the air conversation there.
Oh yeah, most definitely. We don't that's fucking. All
right, here's a good one, guys. An Arkansas teacher finds 3 ounces stuffed under books in the corner of her classroom.
You know, some student was pissed.
Well, now she can pay her rent this month.
That kid's getting his ass beat though.
Yeah, he's not passing that class.
I wonder what grade it was. I mean, it doesn't say it was like high school or something.
If we're talking like kindergarten, somebody took some shit from their parents they weren't supposed to. If we're talking like middle school.
Stuff behind some books in the corner. I'm guessing maybe something like kindergarten through like third grade, because that's where you get like your reading time shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
that's the best nap time ever.
Yeah, right? All right, next one is 4 Mississippi men. Oh, you ever smoked a what?
Matt, keep going.
No. What'd you say right now, bro? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was like, no, it's all you. I was like, you ever
smoke and read Dr. Seuss, man? That's the best way to do that shit.
Bro, that leads into an ad in a few, too, because Dr. Seuss has a new line of 420-friendly books out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'll get to that in a minute. All right, so 4 Mississippi men arrested on Halloween for claiming to fight ghosts. Turns out they were just drunk and fighting each other.
They claim that they fought a ghost.
Yep, been there.
Been there, done that, yeah.
Who hasn't? Who has not fought a ghost drunk before?
You know what?
All right, not an alcohol.
I can say that's been a situation that has happened more than once in my occasions. One of the times it was a ghost, turns out it wasn't. Second time, thought it was a ghost, turns out I think it was you.
Might have been. Sounds like something.
Yeah,
I
legit.
I think that night.
I think it was you. I was like, I punched a ghost in the face, and like that wasn't a ghost, dumbass.
Oh yes, yeah. And then I think Mikey punched you, and then I think I don't know what happened after that because I got.
Yeah, I was driving, and he fucking punched me while I was driving. That wasn't smart.
No, I was already out of the car at that point. I was gone.
Yeah, no, I dropped you off at some sign like a couple miles.
No. We stopped at a gas station, and I got out at the gas station, bro.
And you sat at the sign.
Like,
that's what it was.
Yeah, I sat there
down
for
on
a
the
second.
Sign and
I was like
out.
Pissed. Yeah, for like a second,
yeah,
and I get up
out,
and
drunk.
I just walked up. And then all I know is the next day there's a line of those fucking construction cones. From that gas station to my house where I just was punching them and throwing them over and, like, tossing them in the road and shit.
where they
were doing construction on that street.
Yeah, they were doing construction on the whole highway with the on-ramp right there.
Yeah, and I just – I stole all the cones, destroyed them on the way home. It was awesome. I don't remember doing it, but I just committed to a crime live on air, but, you know, it's been like 15 years. I think I'm good.
Yeah, there's a statute of limitations on that shit.
Yeah.
Bro, you're talking about...
They want to come get
me for that. Maybe it's because I'm getting stoned, but... We, you know, elementary school was like the... You know, pre-K and, like, elementary school was, like, the best time to smoke weed, man. I mean, all you did was just, like, you played with blocks, ate snacks, and you took naps.
Yeah.
You're done with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you're already high to begin with.
Yeah, man. I mean,
yeah.
It's a preparation for shit, really. Because I know the first day of school for me, my older brother being, you know, the type of guy that he is, he was like, hey, man, you're a man today. And he was like, here, hit this bong. And I didn't know how to do it, so I blew into it. He got pissed. He pulled it up and said, just breathe, you know, and I got super fucking stoned. And then all I remember was it was like PB&J and carrots for snack. And nap time was the shit. And then I was back at home. I didn't realize I was in school.
Huh.
That's the first time I ever smoked, actually. That's cool.
Okay.
That's kind of child abuse
first
now,
time
though,
I actually, thinking about it nowadays, probably. But, you know, back then, that was that was the norm.
That was the 90s.
Yeah, I got to love the 90s. All right, and then a California man is doing a weed giveaway all month long. He's giving out free weed, so people will have the munchies for Thanksgiving.
He's giving away free weed?
Yep.
Must be
garbage, gotta love him.
Bro, because I'm not fucking giving away shit.
It might be. He just wants people to have the munchies. He's doing it as a peaceful thing.
Yeah, and then when you go to fucking get the weed, it's like fucking... Just like loose belt strains, and just like it tastes like fucking
straight Mexico.
Wet dog. Yeah,
it's like straight
that's
Mexico.
After growing just one plant, I don't mind sharing while I'm smoking, but I do not fucking like giving shit out. That shit took forever to fucking get. You know, like.
Oh yeah, no, it takes a long process. And
yeah.
I mean, I was talking to Johnny about it the other night, man. I mean, this season's kind of fucking hard. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned something about that the other night to me, too.
Yeah, we lost 38 plants, I think, in total off of a fucking 50-plant strip. I mean, we had a hard year. A lot of that was, like, personal stuff, you know what I mean, where I didn't get to put the time and effort into it like I usually do.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm definitely not. I did so bad that, like, after I pay everybody back on overhead, like, once we get everything taken care of, I don't even know how much we're going to have. So, you know, it takes time and dedication, and I wasn't able to give it at the time that I should have, and that's why it's, you know, did so well. It didn't do so well. But then starts our indoor season, so that's going to be fucking awesome. We're starting that right now.
See, that's what I love about what you just did right there. It was like, you gave, like, the negative up, and then you're like, but hey, I'm not giving up. Time for indoor season.
No. Yeah, indoor season starting. I just cracked, I think our mother plant. Okay, so one good thing that came from this year, man, is we came across the gelato strain, a gelato 45 strain, from a friend of mine out of Oklahoma. Actually, it's Oklahoma Seed Company. I can say the name on here. Oklahoma Seed Company, you can visit them online, get at them on Facebook. I think the owner and operator is Brian Thomas. He's my buddy. You can get at him on Facebook. He does a Facebook group and things like that. We ran some of his Gelato 45 seeds this year. And I found my mother plant for the indoor season. And it is phenomenal, man. Phenomenal. The buds are super dense. We've got such a good cell structure on it. We came back with a test on it, and I'm wanting to say it's 28% THC. It's phenomenal. So we're running that as the mother plant for our indoor.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
So tonight's show, guys, is the do's and don'ts of smoking.
Yeah.
So, what's that mean to you? What's one of the don'ts of smoking to you guys?
Don't fucking camp with it, man. Two puffs and pass, dog. Don't fucking sit there and let that joint
burn
out of your fucking fingers, bro.
So don't be a Bogarter.
don't lick it up and get it so fucking wet that when I put my fucking mouth to it, I'm like sucking on a sponge.
All right. Don't be a spitter upper. I don't know.
Yeah, don't get slobbery on that motherfucker. Get slobbery on cock, not on fucking joints. You know what I'm saying?
Don't slobber on the knob and don't bullseye.
If you're a female or whatever, I don't know. I'm big.
What about you, Johnny? What's one of the don'ts of smoking with you?
What? Sorry, guys. I was talking to one of my coworkers.
While on the air, that's unprofessional.
I put you guys on mute. It's more unprofessional. I'm doing a podcast at work.
So that says more about your actual job, man.
It's a good thing I'm one of the boxes.
Yeah.
I say, honestly, for me, do's and don'ts, like for me, like, do, like, be generous and shit, like, when you can, but at the same time, like, don't go out and be smoking everyone out, like, conserve your own shit.
Sharing,
you know,
is caring,
like,
but it depends on who you're caring with.
A lot of people go, I see a lot of people at work, they buy ace at a time, maybe a quarter. It's like, bro, get a fucking ounce, quit smoking everybody out that doesn't smoke with you, and, you know, like, I'm like, I smoke my coworkers out, and they offer to smoke me out, but I don't want to smoke their shit. You know, like, I should set it.
You don't know how clean it is, man. You can't trust people these days when it comes to, you know, where they got their.
They offer. So, like, yeah, I have, like, my white widow that I grew. I've been sharing with them every night when I work and stuff, and they fucking love it. And, you know, but, yeah, it's just like, you just got to, a lot of people, they make the mistake of just, like, partying it up with weed. And that's not the case, you know, like. It's also a medicine. It's also a chill reliever, relaxer. You know, it's like, it's in everything.
Medication, bro. Right. Exactly. You don't go around fucking handing out your fucking antidepressants, do you?
Exactly. You go hang out. You go get that ace, and you're going to smoke everyone out. And then later on that night, you're going to be hitting everyone up. Hey, you got some weed. Nobody's got weed because y'all just got ace and smoked it all with each other. Like, get it out. And you're right. That's my
business.
Like,
bro, I'm
going to
eat.
Like, an ounce lasts me 2 weeks.
I'm going to go above and beyond that, man. And I'm going to tell you, don't go buy an ounce. Grow your own fucking plant, stuff.
Well, I'm doing that, too.
Do
in the meantime, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, once you get to a certain point, like, when you're growing, I know, like, I think you guys know, I think I told you guys, I started off in a closet, literally, like, the closet space that I had in my house. Not in the closet that you're in, buddy, because that's something you haven't come out of yet. But it's okay. We'll get there. But no, I started off in the closet, man, and I think I bought a $100 fucking light off Amazon, and, you know, did that, timed off a few plants, man, and then from there went into like a perpetual style cycle. So like I had, you know, the closet running, and then I had another closet, and so I was just kind of going back and forth with them, and then I don't know, man, I started from that, and then I took some of the money that I made off the closet fucking weed, and I went and bought a building, and rented a building, leased out a building, whatever, and just kind of progressed from there. But to a certain level, man, like, if I have to hit people up for weed, there's a fucking problem.
Exactly.
I'm not
right.
Doing my fucking job right. You know what I mean?
Right.
And also, here's another do. Find yourself a connect that'll let you walk out $500 or $600 at a time and then pay them back later, you know? Like, yeah, get your stuff and then
yeah,
you're broke.
That's
you know,
the do. The don't is don't fucking not pay them.
Yeah. Well, no, you shouldn't.
Yeah, because then you got somebody really pissed off and they owe you $500.
Yeah, I take like $400 or $500 worth of time, you know, pay back over the month. And as well as I'm paying on a truck that I'm gotten from my Connect as well. You know, like, I didn't even have to put it down payment. I just drove it off the parking lot. You know, like, make sure you have your if you have that extra connection, you're not going to be in the industry, make sure you're doing your connection is solid. Make sure, like, he's going to do you a solid back, or she.
Hey, and a better one, man, become the Connect.
Like, I could travel with mine.
Become the Connect.
And my Connect's about to buy me a medical card so we can get super prices. Huh?
I've got a dispensary on the street coming in, man. They just legalized it a couple years back for, like, medical. and they are in the process of legalizing it for recreational right now. The bill didn't get put forth on the this voting cycle, but Kentucky just passed it for recreational. Maryland just passed it for recreational. Arkansas denied the bill for recreational. South and North Dakota, I think they passed in for medical, or not medical. One was recreational. Go across that one. But
because nobody gets hired in Dakota.
Climate, maybe. I'm pretty sure I smoke more than. I don't know. I have a problem.
Me too.
You know, there's. In most of those states, they came up with laws for growing, man. Like, I know Kentucky was allowing 2 plants per person, you know, up to, 6 plants per household. Depending on your area, I'm not going to ever tell you to break the law because that would be fucking, a charge. So, I'm good. But
breaking the law,
if you can grow your own fucking plants, man, grow your own fucking
law.
Grow your own medicine, dog.
If you're able to.
If you're not, what you do on your business is your own fucking business, you know?
Right. Well, here's a couple of don'ts of the rotos of me, man. Don't steal the lighter. If you hit a bong and they pass the lighter, make sure that lighter comes back around to whoever it goes to. That's a little fuck.
I always have my own lighter, and I tell everybody where's their lighter.
You're one of the lighter pushers. You're one of the lighter pushers. Like, no, you can't use mine. No.
Yeah,
see, I don't mind sharing my lighter.
I
want to make sure that lighter
comes back. If I'm smoking with you and you tell me I'm not allowed to fucking use your lighter, if I don't have a lighter on me, it's because I'm stoned and forgot it. And if you tell me no, I'm going to judo chop you in the fucking throat.
I don't mind sharing my lighter, but I'm also the type that's like, say somebody like, somebody's using it and they get up to walk out of the roto, I'm going to be like, yo, bro, where's the lighter?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Check your pockets before you leave, dog. You don't walk off with someone's shit. That doesn't matter if it's your lighter or your fucking girlfriend.
You know that's
whatever.
The biggest stolen thing in the world? Like, probably the most common stolen thing is a lighter?
Yeah, big lighter. But like I said, I always carry a spare. I have a tweaker, a cheap-ass lighter, and I keep that in my pocket as well. So, when I'm smoking with my
that's
friends
the one you have, people? That works. Hey, that's fucking cool.
That's the one I have.
Yeah.
Attached to my belt.
That's a fucking smooth
smart
move,
idea.
Dog. I'm telling you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that way, if it
lighter.
Does
you
go
know,
off, with you're out 10 cents.
I never lose that fucking lighter. I never lose that
that's
lighter.
A pretty good
I actually gave it to a coworker, and I just saw it, after a month yesterday.
All right. Here's a biggie, guys. Using keywords while talking on the phone or in text. Some stoners don't. Some of them are just like, "Well, man, I smoke, blah 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 blah," or "I'm gonna get this." And some people are like, "Yo, bro, call it this, call it that," you know.
It depends on the legality, honestly. Like, if I'm in a fucking recreational state, I'm like, "Yo, man, I'm coming. I'm gonna go pick up a quarter ounce of fucking some fire," right? But if I'm in like zero tolerance, like Idaho, which is a cunt ass state when it comes to marijuana laws, you never want to say that shit. You never want to. Because people are paranoid, but I'm paranoid. I'm paranoid as a motherfucker. Before everything was legal, people, dog, it was like, do not call me on my phone and tell me you want a fucking half pound of some fucking weed, you know, please.
Right.
For the sake of fucking federal charges, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that. But
my favorite would
nowadays,
be like, yo, so-and-so told me to hit you up. And you'd be like, why in the fuck so-and-so hit me up right now?
Yeah, who the fuck are you? I don't know you. Don't call. Oh yeah, another one. Don't call from fucking odd numbers.
Yeah.
And expect me to fucking know who you are. I just told my good homie 2 years ago. He called me from his girlfriend's number. They were drunk and they were out at the bar, and he called me from random and was like, "Hey man, I need some fucking dope." He said dope, and I was like, "Who the fuck is this? Where'd you get my number? In fact, fuck you, lose it." I hung up. Kind of a couple days later, it was him, but I didn't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't blame you there, bro. I mean, you can't take chances.
Yeah,
why do you say dope?
Why the fuck you say dope?
Yeah.
I haven't touched it. Yeah, he was like, "Let me get some dope." I was like, "Bro, either you got the fucking..." And I told him that. I was like, "Dude, you either called the wrong motherfucker or you're looking for the wrong fucking shit with me, because
I don't
have dope.
That's
why I
don't get it. That's what I hate about certain terms. that are different areas. Like out here, I've heard people call it dope too, right? But out there, or out less, dope to me is meth.
Dope is anything other than weed.
Like if I hear somebody going,
that is
going to
take your life and put it down the drain. This shit might make you feel better and not make you kill yourself.
Growing up in Arizona, every time I heard anybody's like, "Oh, I'm on dope," it's always something. It was something of that nature. Never met weed, you know what I mean? But like the old heads, though, they'll be like, "Oh, like the hippies and shit," they'll be like, "Dope, dope, dope," because that's what they called it back then. And that's what I think people get the terms mixed up at with it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I got a couple older guys out here that I've actually the guy that I'm going in with the energy drinks on. I think I told you about that. We're waiting on.
I can't wait. I get a free case, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's THC infused energy drinks, which I don't know how to say it. The fucking first one we had tasted like shit.
I'm sure it's gonna taste a little funky.
No, it was horrible. I'm talking like I wouldn't drink that even for fun or for fucking. If someone was that would be torture to me. But here, drink this.
I wouldn't drink it for fun.
A fingernail. it was garbage, man. And that put about a fucking 8 months fucking breaks. Put the brakes on for about 8 months. But he's got it going again. And this time they taste all right. Like they taste. He definitely smartened up and went with, like, the lemon-lime flavor instead of, like, the weird, like, mango fucking passion fruit shit he was going for. But, I'm so baked. I just totally lost where I was going with that. But, yeah, we're doing fucking energy.
That's what's fun, dude. And, honestly, I'm excited about that because I like energy. I like weed. I like energy and weed.
It's better than Adderall. You know what I mean? So...
All right, let's jump into the ads, guys. All right, the first ad for the night is, tired of your THC gummies not doing shit? Then take Crystal Bits Bites today. They are filled with THC and care. Good for anxiety and depression and eating. Also makes you sexy as hell. So if you want to be sexy like Crystal, then get your hands on the bites now. Use promo code STASH and get nothing off nothing.
You're fucking
Are we being
Crystal.
Attacked by robots? I might have let her have this one for free, guys.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're fucking somebody named Crystal, because there's no way you gave free airtime like that to fuck it. Oh, gosh. Sorry. My bad, Crystal. Whoever.
I'll catch you later, bro. Winky face. All right. And our last ad is, yo, check out Dr. Seuss's weed books collection now. That's right.
Wow.
There's one puff, two puff, half puff. Wait, hold on. There's one puff, two puff, puff, half puff? I don't know. Fuck it. I'm high now.
Like
I can't even read my own joke.
Breath before you fucking said that one.
I know, right? And then how the Grinch sold 420 and the pot in the hat and tons more. So get your hands on the doc. So get high with a good doc now. Damn, dude, I can't even read my own jokes anymore.
Oh, good.
Got me high. Sounded
like you needed an inhaler there for a second, man. Like, you're like losing. One puff, two puff,
three puff. Oh, fuck it, pass it.
You need to start using those vapes, man. You need to start using those volcano vapes instead of fucking smoking. It's a lot easier on your voice.
I'm fat now, bro, too. I'm, like, fatter than I used to be.
He said I'm fat, dog. I'm going to lose breath either way. I get fucking winded walking through Walmart.
Dude, I get winded getting up. I feel you. You ever get winded in the shower and then you can't do nothing because, like, you get hit with the water and it's like, I'm drowning and I'm getting winded at the same time?
I'm not even going to lie to you, dog. Yes. I'm not even gonna front. Yeah, no, definitely, man. I'm like down to I've dropped quite a bit of weight, man. I was almost like 280 pounds, man. It was feeling pretty bad. And then with the help of like anxiety and depression and stuff like that,
not
I lost a lot of weight.
And to be a boy, not eating,
just
yes,
because
yes.
Fucking Well, no, I was like, yeah, we didn't really get into it the other night, but like I was talking about, we were talking about depression with people and things like that, man. I was, you know, I lost my mom about a year ago, and it really, you know, it fucked with me, and I just couldn't eat. You know, I was just losing a lot of weight recently, kind of snapped back from everything, you know what I mean? But started eating healthy, eating a lot cleaner. But before that, bro, I used to get winded fucking bending down to, like, put on a sock. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, see, that's me now, bro. Like, I was always husky, you know that. Like, I was always fat. But I was, like,
No, dude, you weren't fat, though.
You were, like you said,
husky, bro. Like, I wouldn't even describe you as fat because, I mean, I seen you run from the cops. Fat boys can't move like that.
See, that's what I mean. Like, I was fat fit when I needed to be.
Chris Farley before he got super big.
Yeah, there you go. And then, like, I lost a little bit of that and got muscle. There, like, this was back, like, say, like, 8 years ago or so. Then I moved out here and just got fat again.
What happens when you got
and
places
like just,
fucking Biscuit Shack? And
I weigh,
shit,
like,
man.
Yeah, I weigh, like, 250 and I'm only, like, 5'8", so that can't be good.
Not healthy or recommended by your physician, but, man, as long as you're happy, bro. I was just getting to the point where I was, like, unhappy. You know what I mean? I was like, I can't fucking breathe. I got kids that are running, and I'm like, the fucking doctors gave me a fucking inhaler, dog. Like, you know, I was like, I got to lose some weight. And, I mean, I was just miserable. But if you're happy, man, no matter what size you're at, bro, if you're happy, if you're fucking digging it, and if you're digging your life at that point, man, fuck what everybody says.
Right. But, let's see here. What's our strain of the week, bro?
Oh, shit. Let me pull that out. I got it right here, dog. So, last week, I think we went with, not last week. Was it last week? Or was it the week before? When did we do our show last?
I think the week before.
I think we did, shit, I have it right here in my fucking notes.
Oh, no, dude, all my days here anymore.
Huh?
I said all my days blend together.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go with, like, a terpenol dominant kind of strains. Terpenol is that citrusy flavor that you get from, like, any kind of, like, citrus weed. Anytime you taste, like, oranges or, like, any, like, obviously I got said citrus, like, five fucking times. So whenever you get that, what that terpenin is called, it's called terpenolene, there we go. I've kind of decided we're going to go with a little bit of that because it's my favorite. We've got a long list of the strains that are terpenolene dominant. And what I wanted to start off with was something that's, like, kind of like a, kind of gotten a bigger name over the past couple of years, is that Jack Herer, averaging out at 18%. It has CBG in it, which is one of the other cannabinoids that actually causes a lot of more of, like, brain relaxing effects. Not like dulling, just relaxing to where you can enjoy doing things that you normally wouldn't do. Like, I don't know, I smoked a fucking joint one time and I thought doing my taxes was amazing. I mean, it's just the different fucking effects. It's just the different effects it has in it. But it's terpenolene is the predominant terpen that's inside of this fucking Jack Herer. Jack Herer is also known like as, but you know, JH or Premium Jack or Platinum Jack, whatever it is, because you've got different mixtures of it. But it's a sativa dominant. Most of the ones that have terpenolene in them are sativa dominant. That's where you get a lot of the citrusy flavors and stuff that goes with it. Being a sativa dominant, it is hybrid, has some, you know, some indicas down the line, and I think that actually comes from it's a mother plant, the Haze Northern Haze. No, Haze is the
right.
Northern Lights. I'm sorry, Northern Lights has the more indica aspect to it. Jack Herer has been used to mother off to Amnesia, which is another really good strain, and you've got Cinderella 99, which is not a very well-known strain, but it is a sativa dominant plant as well. But its terpen would be limonol or limonene. Jesus, I can't fucking pronounce shit. It has more of like the Cinderella 99, but the Jack Herer of course, with it being sativa, always has like that euphoric happiness that kind of goes with anytime you smoke. But the Jack Harrow will make you hungry as shit. So if you do smoke the Jack Harrow, lock up the icebox or like set some shit aside, because I promise from experience, you will go through that refrigerator and just eat the most random shit. Every fucking time I've smoked it. I myself have never grown the Jack Harrow, but from what I read, like it's a pretty easy plant to grow, especially with it being sativa. It'll pretty much grow anywhere as long as it's not frozen. The one thing that I did read was that a lot of people's plants, I mean, they were producing a lot less on average than what they would get with other sativa plants. So with that, man, what did I just tell you? We're getting like 300 grams per average on the plant. No, I was trying to remember what I told you guys on the a few days ago. The strain name. Fuck.
I don't know. I'm baked too right now, too, man. So really.
Yeah, I know. But the sativa plant that we've been working on here, we're pulling on average 550 grams off of each plant. And that's a pretty good take. Yeah, so 550 on each gram. I mean, you're running like 12,000, 8,000, 9,000. Like 9,000 grams of just that. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Off of one little pull, but 453 grams in an ounce. Anyways, I'm not going to start breaking down pounds and stuff. That sounds illegal. But it's definitely got that piney flavor. It's kind of gained a lot of notoriety over the past few years. I think because it was mentioned on a documentary where they were actually doing a documentary about Jack Hare, who is, you know, if you know about the cannabis movement, he was a key player in the legalization through California and being able to get seeds nationwide by calling them novelties or, novelty pieces. But Jack Harrow was a big name in the movement. And then they did a weed strain and they named it after him. And it's got a lot of notoriety. But it's pretty cool, man. It's a pretty good strain. So that's the strain.
That's what's up. All right. Well, all we got left, guys, is our high five fan questions. So let's see here. Tickle My Pickle asks, Danny, worst fast food experience?
Oh, I'm Danny. Oh, shit.
Yes. I was questioning myself at the moment. I was like, wait, am I Danny or
John? I was like, oh, shit, that's me. My bad, man. I got food poisoning.
Do
you
even have to use fake names on this
time.
Show anymore? Do you even have to use fake names anymore? I think everybody knows.
No, I'm good, man. I prefer Danny, man. Just got to remember who my name is.
Danny.
My name is
Danny.
Danny. I mean, I got food poisoning one time from Wendy's, bro. Danny. It's like Lieutenant Dan and fucking Forrest Gump had a kid. His name is Danny. Sorry. Like I said,
Danny.
Back to the question.
I don't know what love is, Danny.
I lost my legs, man.
I might not be a smart man, Danny, but I know. Never mind.
Yeah. Mama said nothing because she left for a pack of cigarettes and never came home.
Danny, Mama said life was like a bong toke. You never know how high I'm going to get off.
You never know how high I'm going to get. You started turning into like Cowley there at the end. It was like, hi, guys.
I know, but
you want to get high?
You want to get high with me? I got some popsicles in the basement.
Bro, funny story. I did a lot of time in isolation when I was in prison, and I kind of went crazy.
I thought you were
going to
say funny story. I did a lot. I got some popsicles in my basement. I was like,
Oh, yeah, no, I could have went there with it. But I did a lot of time in isolation when I was in prison, man, because I was a moron, and I like to get in trouble like I was the rest of my life. But they put me in isolation for like 18 months for one stretch, man. And they single housed me. And they put me in, like, the fucking far-off cell, like, way off in fucking middle of, like, Juneau, Alaska, right? And fucking forgot about me, bro, for 18 months, and I went nuts, okay, because you don't have any, like, communication with people, you don't, you know, and I was, like, 19 at the time, 20,
right.
And I started talking to, like, Meatball and Cowley, and I would only communicate in those voices for, like, fucking, I don't know, bro, it had been, like, 9 months, and the cops got so fucking sick of it. But, yeah, I literally talked, I only communicated to people in the Tally voice, man. For, like, ever.
Were you legit or having an elector and I'm just faking it?
No, man, it was like Meat Rod, you know? My dad was drunk, Chuck, my mom was top southern. We don't really talk about that, though, you know? That's literally how I talk to people.
All right, next question, guys. Scooby Dooby Who wants to know, what's the worst shit? I just lost my high moment. I guess they're meaning like,
man.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, that fucking work every time. I go outside, it's dead as fuck. We haven't got a customer in like 30 fucking minutes. I go smoke a fat at the door. I come back in, I'm like, yeah. And then we get like four or five cars, even four or five more. And we're like, bro, I was about to fucking zone out and do my pre-closing shit and clean. And
I just
want to
say, he's the reason why your guys' eight-piece cheese stick only comes with seven.
That is not true.
That is not true, dude. He doesn't eat enough, bro, to fucking gain that. He wouldn't know, bro. Listen, he's like a buck 10 with rocks in his pocket. That motherfucker needs to steal some cheese sticks, okay?
Bro,
you call it a Pac-Man chicken tender.
What?
What?
My sticks are my favorite thing here, bro.
You need to eat.
Oh, hey, that
dog
leads into our next question, bro. Our next question's for you, Johnny. What? Kevin wants to know, Johnny, worst thing to cook at Sonic?
A fucking burrito, breakfast burritos at fucking 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. Like, what the fuck? We're trying
You're
to
asking
get ready
white
to
kids to make you a burrito. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, exactly. First of all, we have two Hispanic old ladies that have been working here for 10 fucking years making breakfast burritos from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m., okay?
And they
Why
make
the fuck
bomb-ass burritos.
Us at nighttime. Yeah, exactly. And they're Mexican on top of that. But you come here and you ask the white people at nighttime to make you a fucking breakfast burrito on a dirty shit.
And you wonder why they can't
fucking
fold it right.
Patties all day. And you wonder why it don't taste fucking right alone. Like, because the grill is making busted patties all fucking day, bro. Like, and you're like, oh, why is my egg dark? Maybe because the fucking grill is dark, bro, because you fucking decided to get eggs, like, right before we close.
I worked at a Qdoba here, man. Like in you know where I'm at. Almost fucked up. I worked at a Qdoba, bro. And like if you know what Qdoba is, basically like Chipotle, but like a little bit like you know not as good or like not as like you know fancy, which is sad. I was like a manager in the back, and this dude comes up and he's like, I need you guys to, like, refold my burrito. And, you know, poor kid, fucking, like, eight, you know, he's been out of fucking school for, like, 8 seconds. And he's, like, sitting there, he's like, I'll try to refold your burrito, you know, he's trying to, like, dump it in there. Goes to fold it again, man. I mean, he did it by the book, I guess, but, like, the dude had a bunch of shit on there. And this dude was like, man, you guys really are really bad at, like, folding burritos. Did you know that? I'm like, bro, you came to a fucking restaurant with white kids in fucking West Virginia. I was like, get the fuck out of here. And that's how I lost my job.
sounds all right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the thing. Right. That's the secret. Like, what we do, we just go back inside and we talk shit to each other about the fucking person. Like, me and one of my coworkers, we talk shit. I call him a fucking pussy all day, bro. Like, what the fuck are you doing, fucker? I'm like, shut up, pussy. Get out of here. Like, that's how we talk shit. We just get our frustration out on each other. But it's all good. We still have to go outside and smoke each other's shit. All fun games.
All right. Mexican Tony asks, beef or pork tamales?
Is he really Mexican, though?
It doesn't matter, fool. The answer's going to be the same. Like, how the fuck does that affect what you're about to say as far as, like, which ones you're going to eat, bro? Like, If it's a Mexican dude asks hearing the question, I'm going to say chicken, and by chicken, I mean pollo.
You're
going to get the same fucking it.
I like all tamales myself.
I'm a fan of
Is he really Mexican, though?
Dude, I'm gonna be honest with you, dog. Like, I don't like. I can't eat pork, man. So I'm gonna have to go with beef. And it's not
is that
like
a thing,
bro?
You can't have pork,
like,
bro.
No, it's
are you Jewish?
No, definitely I'm not Jewish. Wrong fucking team. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. I got older and like fucking pork. I don't know, man. Pork started fucking my gut. You know what I mean? IBS is a motherfucker, dog. As soon as I hit 30, I was like, IBS, fucking my back went out, fucking.
Yeah, dude. Once you hit your 30s, bro, it's downhill. Fucking Johnny, don't get old, bro. Oh, you already 30?
He's older than me.
I'm 33, asshole.
Yeah.
You're what?
Your age.
For real? No.
Yeah, I'm younger than
you're 33. When's your birthday?
Just because he looks like he's 12 doesn't mean he's fucking 12.
I turned 33 on February.
Yep.
Oh, you turned 33 in February.
Gosh, I said I'm almost 33.
Yeah.
Oh, you said you were 33, right, and I was like, damn, bro, you're older than me. But then I was like, hey, never mind. Dude.
I'm 32.
No, you're older
than
me.
Yeah, I'm older than you by like a half a year.
Yeah.
All right, last question is, Piper Ann asks, favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Hey, wait, what's her name?
Piper
Ann, bro.
Is she really Piper?
Piper Ann who? Just kidding.
Is she really a Piper? Is her name really Ann? I don't know.
Gonna,
is she really Mexican?
Piper Ann
who?
Is
she Piper?
Who's the other one?
That's why I want to know.
Are they really Mexican? Is anybody really?
Okay, I like. What was the question again?
favorite
dish Thanksgiving.
Side dish.
Put the bowl down.
When Danny tells you to put the bowl down.
As I'm hitting the bong, go ahead, dog.
I'm about to walk in. I gotta keep smoking.
At work smoking weed on a fucking podcast. I don't know how they get shit done around there.
Dude,
anyways, guys.
Like, I get everything done, and then the last 3 hours, I just chill and watch TV on my phone.
I guess
this guy, you know your boss is
listening.
You know your corporate's listening to us right now, right? Sonic is one of our biggest
they're
bosses.
Not. They're fucking, they're sure as hell going to when I send them a copy.
Go ahead, fucking
It ain't marketing if it's live on air, brother.
Yeah, bro, you're talking yourself to out, dog. I'm just fucking that's called marketing, homeboy. I'm trying to get Sonic to endorse us.
Yeah, you got half the world listening right now, my man. You got some people
Sonic
in the Netherlands
like,
yo.
He's like, quit snitching me out. As you're live on a fucking radio show.
I know, as you're telling everybody yourself
my name,
live.
Hey, it's okay. My name is Johnny. How many Johnnies work there?
That's true, but your fucking name tied to the fucking Kima Comedy fucking LLC is not, so.
Explain that one.
My name is fucking Bob Blast, okay?
Bro, you've lost your handle as Johnny. You've lost your handle as Johnny. Your name is just Skip now. You have no, is it, the last name is just Skip.
It's like McLovin.
So I just
one name.
Now.
McLovin.
Like Bono.
You are Skip McLovin.
All right, just hang up.
Now your only hope is to stick it out with us, dog, or join like a fucking pop group, because with a name like Skip,
I can't hear you.
I
hung up.
Oh, now he's like fucking. Dude,
I'm
gonna call him
Skipper.
Hey, who is that deaf? Who is that deaf? Like the chick in history, she's like deaf and blind, or mutant, blind and deaf, or something. What the fuck is her name? I wanted to call her Anne Frank, but that's the one from the Holocaust, so that's not funny.
Yeah, that's not
one. Not gonna Helen Keller.
Helen Keller, there you go. You just gotta get a Helen Keller us for the rest of the time. Old Skip went.
I think that's the first time we've ever referenced Helen Keller on the show, guys. In my 3 years of doing this, I believe that's the only time I've ever referenced that on any of the shows.
And Anne Frank.
Way to go, Skippy. And Anne Frank's in the same sentence. Way to go, Skippy.
Skippy.
Skippy. The Skipper.
Big he's going to skip ahead, you know?
Yeah, he's going to skip ahead.
They call me fucking Gilligan. God damn.
It's better than Gomer. I called the dude I worked with Gomer for like 15 fucking months. I really didn't know his name.
I didn't know his name. He was just going with it.
He's like, Gomer. Yeah, he fucking started answering to it. You know what I mean? I was like, hey, Gomer, go grab me some tile. And he was like, yeah. Jump the mill.
Oh, gosh. All right, guys. All right. Hold on, I got to get... Give me a second.
You got to breathe, man. Sit up. Put your hands behind your head. Open up a little bit.
Okay.
Grab your inhaler, bro. And a ho-ho while you're there, you know.
All right, I got my Twinkie. I'm good to go. All right.
Eat a Twinkie for me, guys. Dog. I've been thinking about it.
I'll eat two of them now. Friday night, guys. King Court.
You're going to eat two of them anyway.
Yeah, you know I was, right? Yeah, don't even, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Friday night, King
that
Court,
box
guys.
Is done
it's
by
the couch
tonight, you know what I mean?
Hey, those 12 packs, man. Then they just don't last too long, you know.
This motherfucker knows about snacks before they even come out. Like fucking, do you hear they're coming out with a new flavor? Ho ho!
I told you that in private, brother. I told you that in private.
That was the Friday after next, brother.
Yeah, I know, bro.
Yeah, it was Baby D.
But anyway, Friday night, guys, we got the King's Court. It's a countdown list episode, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be the weirdest kid meal toy. So it's going to be a pretty good little list.
Oh, yeah, I'm in on that one.
And for sure, then, and other random things. And then Monday, we got another After Meal Advice hosted by Lacey. And then Wednesday, we got an episode of The Stash. And, that's the shows for this week, guys.
Yeah, remind me, we're going for terpenoline dominant fucking strains, man. I'll forget, even though I've got it wrote it down.
Got it. I done got it forgotten. So.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Oh, and we're doing that mystery show, guys. I think sometime in the beginning of December, so it gives us like the rest of this month to get everything, you know, researched
right,
out on
right,
it.
Right.
And Lacey's been doing a lot of research on it, guys.
So have I. Because I think we're going with the Alaskan one first, right?
Yeah, we're doing the... I don't know exactly what we're calling it, but it's like... missing people in Alaska and a bunch of stuff. It's a crazy from some of the research you guys are telling me.
Yeah, 16,000 people have gone missing since 1988 when they started recording. More people go disappearing out of
Alaska. That's when they started
recording.
There was more back in the 50s and stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, back in 1970 was the first real, like, big incident that we'll talk about with the actually involves the United States Air Force and a never-been-solved case, so it's fucking super.
Is that the one about the plane?
Yeah, man. So, I mean, I'm not going to get into it too much because we don't want to disclose a lot, but these were, like, recorded saying some crazy shit before their plane just vanished and it's never been seen or heard from again.
Right. And it's not just the element, guys, because that was my first thought when we started talking about this. Because we were all talking about this a while back, and my first thought was what? It's Alaska. People go missing there all the time.
Yeah, no, it's bizarre numbers, yeah. And the situations are intense. We'll get into it on the show in December.
It's the damn Canadians.
But I feel like that's going to be a good episode, guys. It's going to be probably, I figure, at least 2 to 3 hour episodes we're going to be doing, because I figure the first part we'll be telling the stories of some of this, and then we'll be giving our, you know, like our theories on it.
Yeah. No, for sure, because I know I've come across a lot of research with, like, reports from military personnel, different personal experiences from scientists, renowned scientists that all of a sudden lost credit as soon as they came out with their information about this stuff. There's a whole lot to it, man, and very, very interesting.
I'm sure.
Someone's putting in their order.
So that's going to be pretty fun. Yeah, somebody's putting in their order at Sonic. That's our cue, guys, to go get stoned.
That's the Sonic radio. That's the radio.
Thanks, everybody, for... Everybody, go eat a Sonic right now. So support Skipper. Go eat a Sonic.
I swear to God, you call me Skipper next time I'm hanging up.
Oh, come on, just skip to the loo, my darling.
Did you really hang up?
No, not yet.
Oh.
You know, I can see you hang up, brother. I got the little... I can hang you up.
Don't hang him up.
I'm
that'll
not going to hang
him.
I wouldn't do that to him.
Yeah, that'll give him a small man complex.
I wouldn't do that to him. The only time I've ever muted anybody ever on any of these shows was the other night. And I think you know when I did it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So did he.
Yeah, so did he. Because he was like, did you mute me?
Yeah,
like,
when
no.
He came back on, he's like, you motherfucker muted me. Those were his first words back on the air. He was like,
yeah.
Oh, these motherfuckers muted me. And I was like, oh, man, I didn't have control over that, but fuck, that's funny.
Well, I didn't know
I
was telling that
I
muted him.
I say fuck
I wonder
way
if it
much,
did
tell.
I do, too. I'm trying to cut it down to 3 per episode on that show, but, you know, I use it up right away.
Oh, yeah, no, I have the mouth of, like, a fucking, you know, degenerate pirate, and it's bad.
It was a good episode, though, guys. Like, we're all joking aside from what we're saying, it was a very serious
topic, but it's something that needs to be talked about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I touched on it one time on here, was the, you know, prevention for, like suicide prevention and things like that. I think I even went as far as to, like, make a thing on here about it.
Yeah.
Mental health
is
not
we
joke,
did an
man.
Episode about my cousin that time, and
yeah.
He came on and was talking about some stuff, too.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Mental health is not a joke, dude. And, like, I kind of mentioned it, like, before. It's one of the things that I kind of, like, you know, I'm very, very passionate about. And I don't really talk about it a lot on here. And I guess I really should because this is the platform. You know, we talk about, like, mental health. One of the things that gets kind of, like, brought up in topics more recently is men's mental health and the, you know, the numbers. You know what I'm saying? The numbers of dudes that are killing themselves. You know, men's suicide is a lot higher than females, not because of, you know, the lack of intelligence or nothing like that. It's because as a society, we built it around this, you know, idealism that men, you know, we kind of don't talk to nobody. We don't really talk about that shit. You know what I mean? We don't talk about struggles and all
right.
That stuff. So that's a big one, man, is that dudes, men's mental health is kind of put on back burner. And especially with, you know, a lot of things in the news right now, it should be definitely something that should be talked about and brought forward. Like, always, man, if you need somebody, somebody to talk to, you don't have anybody to talk to, fucking get a hold of us, man. Or, like,
yeah, for sure.
Anybody. Talk to anybody you can, man.
Yeah,
and
for
it,
sure.
It's
you can reach out to us anytime, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's sad. I've heard it said a few times, man, I would much rather sit up and talk to you all night then get the, you know, get that fucking notice for your funeral. And it's,
right.
I've lost a lot of friends, man, to that exact problem. And it's, very serious, but not to be taken lightly.
Well, guys, with all that being said, if you don't take away anything from our episode, remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting. And Skippy, what's our favorite song to go out on? I kissed a girl and I liked it. Sorry, he hung up. Fuck you, Skippy. Hanging up before the song. All right, nah, we got like 30 seconds left. I'm going to take this time just to go over what Danny was saying. Talk to you guys seriously here for a minute as Dakota, not as Tommy Bomb or any of that shit. No gimmicks needed on this one. Suicide is a very serious thing, guys. So if you guys ever want to reach out, we are here for you guys. You can reach out to Lacey, me, Logan, Yoder, Shane, any one of us you can reach out to. We will do anything we can to help you guys. we don't have to talk about it on air or nothing like that. So, you know, all joking aside, we won't joke and nothing like that. But if you guys ever do need help, you know, reach out. We're here for you guys. And I want to thank everybody that does listen to this show. You guys are awesome. And remember, life ain't always promised, so don't take shit for granted. Love y'all.